Sparks of Toronto, Ontario life had become a frustrating nightmare. To begin with, he'd not been sleeping well. A colicky 5-month-old baby saw to that. This and other difficulties had put a strain on his marriage. Worst of all, Ken Parks was a compulsive gambler, the track mostly, and to cover his most recent gambling debts, Ken had embezzled $32,000 from his employer. So Ken Parks was a miserable man. He was a man in trouble. Now, it's 4 o'clock the morning of May 24, 1987. Everybody, including the baby, is asleep. Ken leaves the house. Ken gets in his car, drives 14 miles to suburban Toronto, to the home of his in-laws, his wife's parents, Dennis and Barbara Woods. Ken pulls into the Woods' garage and turns off the ignition. His mother-in-law has given him a key to the house in case of emergency. Ken lets himself in. Dennis and Barbara Woods are sleeping. Ken walks into the bedroom. He's carrying in one hand a tire iron, and in the other a kitchen knife. Barbara awakens in terror to see her son-in-law, Ken, plunging the knife into her husband beside her. She screams, scrambles from the bed, but Ken grabs her, 1-2 blows with the tire iron, and Barbara Woods is unconscious. And then Ken stabs her 4 times. One of those times through the heart. Blood is everywhere, but the night is still again. And Ken leaves the house, and he drives to the nearest police station and turns himself in. And then in utter shock, his heart pounding, Ken Parks wakes up. Now wait, this is the rest of the story. We do things in dreams we would otherwise never dream of doing. Sometimes we're acting out a fantasy, other times, most times, our night visions are nonsense. But once upon a nightmare, Kenneth Parks did visit the home of his mother and father-in-law, and he did brutally attack them, and then he woke up. But the problem was, the murder was real. Ken Parks really did kill Barbara Woods. Her husband Dennis, though barely, survived. Ken was subsequently arrested and tried for his crime and acquitted. Oh, yes. Ken really did drive to the home of his wife's parents. He did attack her father and he killed her mother. But all the while he was sleepwalking. And a telltale, aberrant brain wave proved it to the satisfaction of the court. So the jury, based on that scientific evidence, set him free. Convinced that all through the most horrifying moments of Ken Parks' life, he was utterly, completely sound asleep. And now you know the rest of the story.